can't really believe how quickly this has come around again, but just a couple of months after I last did cake for work, actually it can't be a couple of months, it's probably longer than that, but a while after I last did cake for work, I forgot to bring in cake again. And last time I made a light fruit loaf and some flapjack. Vance, why are you skipping around like a sort of skippy thing? You haven't turned into a kangaroo, have you? And this time, I am going to make dum da da dum da da dum da da dum da da dum muffins. So I thought I would bring you with me on this great adventure. But I think before I do anything, the dog wants to say something. What do you want to say, Vance? Since you're so skippy, saying anything? What is it you want? Can you show me what you want? Show me. Show me. Come on. I'm not a mind reader. What do you want? You're licking your lips. Your nose is pointing towards your bowl. You've got water? No? Food. Do you want food? Is that it? Yes, all right then. Back in a jiffy. I'm such an idiot.
Audio boo. It shows my brain was somewhere else. I emptied Vance's water bowl of water, then filled it up with water, and then tipped a load of food in on top of it. So poor Vance has something approximating a very thin soup with a few bits of raw canin in it. Poor thing. Anyway, I'll be back in just a second.
Right, here we go, Audio Boo. I have sorted out the dog, who is now full of water. The bells are ringing in the background, as you can hear. And I have just given the kitchen a once-over with some, what do you call it, spray stuff, antibacterial spray, because I don't really want to kill off all my colleagues. They could be quite useful. I'm going to be using a recipe, but I want to make two lots of muffins. I'm going to do some chocolate ones to begin with, and then, a little bit more adventurously, I'm going to do some apple and blackberry ones. The biggest unknown in this for me is my baking powder, which may be a little bit old. I have tested it. I looked up earlier on how to test baking powder. What you do is you stick it in some warm water and you watch, or in my case listen, for the bubbles. And it seemed to be okay, so fingers crossed. But doing this in two batches at least means if the first one fails, there's a good chance that I will have a chance to go out and get some more baking powder before the shops shut. I think Tesco shuts about 11, so maybe I might just about make it. If not, it might be a bit of a rush in the morning. Anyway, I need to crack on with finding some bits and pieces. I shall just quickly show you the recipe that I'm using. This is from a website called muffinrecipes.co.uk. There we go. So this is a recipe that I'm using. So I need to put the oven on to 200. Let's do that. I'm just going to flick through the recipe just so I know what I need to get out. What I quite like here is actually, rather than just put a list of ingredients and then a list of instructions, they've put the instructions against the relevant bit of the ingredients. So that's good. Now something I need to do, just when I thought the bells might have stopped, they start again. I need to check my scales are working, otherwise I'm going to have to do it with ratios or something. I've just come across various pops of things, so I'm not sure what they are. Let's try and extract my two things to hold here. Hang on a second. My scales are slightly blocked in at the moment. Somebody's double parked a tub of possibly cashew nuts, maybe? I'm not sure, really. They sound like cashew nuts if you shake them. scales. Right, let's just see if they want to talk to me, shall I?
Zero. Zero.
Good. All right, they're working. Right. Next up, put these bits back. We'll just have a look in this tub, actually, and find out what they are. Yeah, they're cashew nuts. Next thing, I need a mixing bowl for the dry ingredients. One mixing bowl. And now you may remember last time I was doing some cooking, or a time I was doing some cooking recently, I couldn't find my jug. So I haven't yet actually sorted out that issue, but I'm going to need it. So. Well, unless of course I just use a Babix jug, I could do that actually. I'm probably going to have to guess the liquid measurements anyway, so maybe that's not such a bad idea. I'll just use the Babix jug. Mix jug here. Okay, let's look at the recipe. I need to measure out some chocolate. Stop doing that, Robert.
I'll take you with me whilst I go and find the chocolate.
Everything's scattered around a bit, so do forgive me if it takes a little while to find everything that I need. I've got some dark chocolate here, and I also got... Well, I wasn't quite sure what it was at the time, but it turns out to be dark cocoa, a bit of extra cocoa solid. So I may well add a bit of that in too. Well, let's see how we go. I haven't opened that packet. I want to know how much chocolate I got here in the first place to start with.
Zero. Zero. 5 grams.
No, it's not 5 grams, it's more than 5 grams.
Zero.
Come on, scales, don't zero. Scale it out.
15 grams.
Well, there's nothing on there now, you idiot. I've taken it off.
Zero.
Right, let's try again.
100 grams.
100 grams. Oh, shut up.
Zero.
Right, okay. Let's break up some of this chocolate. This is green and black chocolate I have here. Well, at least if I'm not having to use the whole lot, it means I can eat some of it. Well, that's a nice treat, isn't it? Nice rusty paper here. What a guess. Okay, 50 grams of that then. That.
Zero.
And this needs to be broken up so it helps a little bit more quickly. I'm going to investigate my block of cocoa as well here. Wherever I've put it, where have I put my cocoa? I was quite intrigued with this. I thought it might be a block of chocolate when I picked it up in Waitrose. It was in the baking section and it's basically a cylinder, fairly heavy. Let's see how much it weighs.
Zero. 180 grams.
There we go. But it's in the form of a cylinder. Let's have a look inside, shall we? Oh, that smells strong. Because what I might do is—it's meant to have white chocolate chips in the thing, and I will do that.
But
I may create some dark chocolate chips to go in as well. Maybe that'd be the thing to do. I have to say, it smells gorgeous, this chocolate here. Right, Oh, shut up, you whiny thing. Okay. This is a block. I thought it might be divided up to make it easier. See, now that would be the thing, wouldn't it? Wouldn't they divide it up into, I don't know, 10 gram pieces or something to make it easier to quickly throw it out. I need a knife. As I try and cut my finger off. That's quite difficult to cut, actually. Who would have thought it? Maybe I'll just have to eat it. Well, I'll tell you what, actually. Maybe I should follow the recipe. I will use this for chocolate chips later on. Let's just put that out the back there, along with the remains of this chocolate. I will also not, for the moment, eat the chocolate, because I've washed my hands and I don't want to unwash them. And what we're going to do is we're going to put this chocolate in the microwave and melt it. So here we go. I'm going to move a few things out of the way. I have a bit of a small, difficult, annoying kitchen.
Right. Door open.
Thank you. Door open. In with that. And we probably don't want this on high, do we?
Defrost meets
no,
high power. Okay. Cancel.
Go away.
High power, medium power. Just a minute.
Idiotic moment number two for this evening. You'll remember that I was looking for the jug. I'd only just... I've just realised, put it upside down on the draining board. No hope for me really, is there? Now if I remember rightly, the Welsh call the microwave the poppity ping, because it usually goes ping. But my one, which is smelling deliciously of chocolate, doesn't quite make that sound, as you'll discover in just a moment. Boring, isn't it? I've just remembered an important thing. I meant to be halving the recipe. Whoops. So I can either have ultra chocolatey muffins, or I can
go with the initial mount and what am I trying to say? I can't remember what I'm trying to say. I'll give up on what I'm trying to say and tell you what. I'm going to do a find some eggs. Eggs. If I'm going to halve the recipe, then I need to do one. If I'm not going to halve the recipe, I need to do two. I think I'm going to halve the recipe because let's halve the recipe. It makes the maths more fun anyway. Right, so I'm just going to break an egg. I'm going to do it into a different bowl to begin with because I want to, just in case it's off or anything. Right, egg. Duly cracked, and let's just throw that away there, and then egg, just check it smells alright. Yep, egg needs to go in with the chocolate, which is here. In you go, egg, and then we need to give that a bit of a whisking. I don't have it, I could do with a balloon whisk, but I don't have one, so a fork. Okay. That's helpful. Everything but. Right, okay, here we go. I'm doing this over the sink because of any splashes, I think. I don't really want either dark chocolate or egg all over the place. So we have here eggy chocolatey mixture, which is probably delicious, but I'm not going to check. Next up, we need, it was originally 250 millilitres of milk, so it is 175, if I'm halving it. What on earth does 175 millilitres of milk look like? I don't know. Let's see if I can see the measurements on this jug. I don't think I can, but let's find out. No chance. Okay. 75 millilitres. I ought to have got this in cup measurements or something. Right, a pint is about 600 millilitres, 650 millilitres. So half of that would be... half of that would be 315, let's call that 300. Half again, so we're looking at about just over a quarter of a pint. This is quite difficult because this is a 2-pint thing. although it's half empty. I know how to make this difficult for myself, don't I? Jeepers. How much liquid would a normal cup hold? Dilemmas. See, it probably doesn't matter if it's not entirely exact, but it probably needs to be approximately the right amount. I think the answer to this is I need to get a jug that I can use. It hasn't really occurred to me, believe it or not. That's silly, isn't it? Okay, I have an idea. Back in a jiffy. In fact, I don't need to go away. Right, okay. The answer to this is, I have a glass here, a beer glass, which holds half a pint. So, what I need to do is fill it half full. Simple. Simple plans are always the best. Quotes. Hello. Right.
box on. Yeah, that's fine. I talked the other day about things I even cooking, things I use my site for, and things I don't. And this is one where I am using my site, because I'm trying to see how far up this glass the milk is going. I want it to go just over halfway, I think. Taking account of the fact that the glass is slightly rounded towards the bottom, so yeah, there we go. Let's assume that's the right amount. Right, so that wants to go in the jug. Into some jug you go. Right, milk's in the jug. Next, I need. Next, I need to check the recipe.
Okay, back in a moment. Okay, this gets more and more fun because I now need to somehow measure half of 125 millilitres of oil. Instead of vegetable oil, I'm using sunflower oil. I read somewhere that sunflower is okay. For this purpose, you just wanted basically an oil that doesn't really taste of anything. So, if my glass is half a pint, so that's 330 millilitres, and I want to have half of 125, so that's 60. Hang on, 125, 12.5, 62.5, yeah. 330. God, Bennett. This is a bit of a test for my mental arithmetic, and I think I'm failing. After 330 is. I've got these measurements completely wrong. Hang on, I'm going to pause this before, because I'm almost at a point of no going back. So I'm just going to pause this and rework this out in my head. I think we're okay, actually. having inquired with Siri, just to check my maths, I think I'm doing the right thing. So I think I want, now, after using about half of this glass of milk, I think I now want about a quarter of the glass in oil. Right, I'm just taking the top off this oil. Right, here we go. It's quite difficult. This is one glass you don't really want to drink. Unless you're really into sunflower. Right, I think that's probably about right. It could be wrong. Anything could be wrong. The whole world could be wrong. Right, let's move that round because I don't want that spilling. Right, here we go. Let's pour the oil into the milk. Right, we now have an oily, milky mixture. Next up, sugar. And I've realised here that I'm going to have to improvise a bit too, because I've meant to use granulated sugar and I've got caster sugar. Robert, so don't forget that. So I want 50 grams of this. I've already overshot by miles.
Oh dear, there's no hope.
90 grams.
I've taken loads out, it can't be 90 grams.
95 grams.
It's gone up rather than down. Stupid scales. If anybody knows of any accessible, accurate scales, please tell me, because these ones, made by Cobalt, I don't mind naming them, are utter rubbish. What am I going to do? Pour the sugar somehow back into the bag and start again, I think.
Zero.
Wait for almighty mess now.
Zero.
This is so annoying. Come on, talk to me, Scales.
Zero.
Good.
Zero.
Okay. Right then, Mr. Zero.
Zero. Yes.
Get the idea?
5 grams.
I haven't done anything. It can't be 5 grams. All right, now I'm adding it slowly.
15 grams. 25 grams.
It'll be a miracle.
50 grams.
50 grams! Hooray! 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 Right, okay, so that's caster sugar, and I need to add it to that brown sugar. I can't remember if I actually bought any, or if I'm just using what I've already got in the cupboard. Bear with me a sec. Let's get the bag. See if I did it.
55 grams.
Oh, go away, you. Who asked you anyway? Apart from me.
60 grams.
I'm using what I've got in the cupboard, which is Demerara rather than brown. It's because it is a type of brown sugar. Hopefully it'll be okay. Right, here we go. So, I want this...
70 grams.
You what?
75 grams.
35 grams it's gained.
85 grams.
Right, let's reset this to zero before it goes too high. Right, okay.
Zero.
Please work.
Zero. Yeah. Zero.
Alright, I'm adding in brown sugar now.
5 grams.
Oh, now on. Holding my breath here.
50 grams.
50 grams. No.
55.
No.
Grams.
Stop it.
70 grams. 65 grams.
Oh, Gordon Bennett.
65 grams.
Let me just talk to itself for a bit whilst I am. This is going to go into a second boo. I do apologise. It's just too funny. Be back so shortly.
Right. Well, the next bit is combining the ingredients so far. However,
my chocolate and egg mixture has been standing for a little bit, and I just want to make sure that it hasn't reset. I'm just going to give it a very quick blast in the microwave. You must be a bit careful because it's got a lot of oil in there. I don't really want to explode it.
It's just high power, 1 minute.
Just find the fork that I was using to whisk this, and we will check. Where's the fork gone? Someone's eaten my fork. See, this is what happens when you have a dog. Can't really blame Vance for this. Right, okay, let's it's a spoon that I've found here. Right. So in goes the milk and oil next. Of course, it wasn't oil that I had in with the chocolate there, it was egg. Right, probably just cooked the egg. Anybody for chocolate scrambled egg? Yum. Right, the milk is in there. I think I'm going to mix this in a moment, actually. And then in next goes the sugar. Hopefully without spilling it everywhere. Let's try to be a bit careful about this. I'm using my fingers to guide it into the pot. I love the vanilla sugar. It smells so gorgeous. It tastes even better, but it won't be there for a little while yet. Doing it gently at first because it's quite full. I really could. Yeah, I'm gonna bamix it. Let's bring it over here. This is a recipe for an almighty mess, but to be honest, I've begun now, so I'm probably already in a mess. Right, here we go. Just check I've got the right thing on there. Yes, that is the aerator thing. This in here, and here we go. I knew that would happen at some point. The end popped off, which now means I've got to go fishing. Great. Just wonderful and great, and just what I want. Eggy, chocolatey, milky fingers. Well, you know, what was Murphy's Law? If things can go wrong, they will. Right. Let's just give this another go. Pretty thoroughly mixed now. Smells nice and chocolatey. I will refrain from tasting it. Next up is, I believe, flour and baking powder, which is the point when it's going to go even more wrong. I'm just going to have a quick check of the thing again. I'll be back in a moment. Right, okay, next up I need 400 grams, or rather 200 because I'm halving it, 200 grams of plain flour. Back in a second.
Zero.
I prefer boat flour, of course, but plain flour is good.
5 grams.
Give or take a bit for the fact that my scales seem to have a mind of their own.
15 grams.
Have I opened them?
20 grams.
First, work out a way of getting into the flour.
25 grams.
I bought new flour for this because I wasn't sure how
30 grams.
Old my existing flour is. Now, I know that it...
35 grams.
The lid
grams.
Should...
Pity's sake.
40 grams. 50 grams. Zero.
Right, okay.
Zero.
Here we go.
Zero.
Oh. Oh, what an idiot I am. I'm now trying to pour the flour without taking the plastic inside lid thing out. Ugh.
20 grams.
You just listen to my scales.
45
for a moment.
Grams.
Here we go,
zero.
Take two. I took 200 grams, didn't I?
55 grams. 145 grams. 185 grams. 210 grams.
I think I can live with that. Given the margin of error here is fairly considerable with the liquid and everything. Right, okay. Because there. Next, we need the baking powder.
220 grams.
We would have 4 teaspoons, so we're going to have 2 teaspoons of this.
Grams.
We shall just let that talk to itself. I need a teaspoon.
230 grams.
Teaspoons are one of these utensils that just always vanish. Come on, I know I've got a teaspoon in here somewhere. I washed one up very shortly before starting to do this.
235 grams.
Right,
250 grams.
Drying.
250 grams. 255 grams. 270 grams.
250 grams. Cobalt talking things.
265 grams.
I should say, actually, they are about 7 years old, but still. They ought to work, really.
265 grams.
Right, in with 1 teaspoon of baking powder.
Grams. 275 grams.
In with another teaspoon of baking powder.
Grams. 290 grams.
Okay. Finally, it's meant to be...
280 grams.
Teaspoon of salt, so half a teaspoon of salt.
280 grams. 285 grams.
Teaspoon, where's a teaspoon? Oh, there's a teaspoon. Yeah.
285 grams. 290 grams.
Are you annoyed with this yet? I am. I'll turn it off in just a second.
290 grams. 295 grams. 300 grams.
Sorry, just making sure I've got half a teaspoon and
no more of salt. Here we go, in with the salt.
295 grams.
And finally, in just a moment, I need to add the white chocolate chip.
310 grams.
I'm going to stop that, otherwise it's going to reach a ton before long. Right, I prepared some chocolate chips yesterday. So, just find out. Yesterday, all my chocolate chips had flown away. Now it looks as though they're back to say, here I am, chocolate chip. Right, okay. So I made these with my own fair hands, my chopping up. Chopping up chocolate, basically. Right, so these are going to go in. Okay. And they're going to be mixed into the flour. Like so. I'm then going to put that into the mixing bowl. They are mixed together. This needs to go into the mixing bowl, which is over here. He says, feeling for his mixing bowl, in with the flour chocolate chip mixture. And then we need to pour in our chocolatey mixture. There we go, chocolatey mixture about to be added now. Added, and then that needs a bit of combining. Where on earth is my... What I need is a... What I like is a silicon spatula. Where's it gone? One silicon spatula. Let's give this a mix. It's quite watery. I hope that's alright. We'll find out in due course. Very watery. Oh dear. I might be buying cake tomorrow. I don't know what consistency should be, but it probably should be better than this. Okay, what could I do? I mean, there's a risk here. I could add some more flour, but it could be that the mixture was meant to be this wet. Well, it's probably better to be on the drier side, so let's add a bit of flour. I'm making up this amount now. This is totally uncharted territory. That's an extra handful and a bit of flour in there. And let's give this a bit more of a mix. Marginally better, but not much, I have to say. I think I must have seriously got these